Oh, hey, good morning.
Just digging the moon. God, the music's so good.
What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Packers Daily, Cheesehead TV, on the social channels. Good to see everybody already in the comments talking about free agents and salary caps and franchise tags and what have you. It's that time of year. It's the offseason, but that doesn't mean Cheesehead TV isn't talking about the Packers. 365 days a year, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I am pumped up, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea why. Just am. I had a nice hit with Zabe and the guys over at 97.3 The Game. Like, you know what? Here's something. So, you know, whenever you're doing these radio hits, you're appearing on a radio show, you're always kind of waiting for the introduction for your segment, blah, blah, blah. And then the host says, we're joined by so-and-so, and then off you go. And every week I think, man, I want that thing. CheeseheadTV.com with Aaron Nagler. I need one of those. Corey, can we get on that? That'd be great. Thanks. Mark, good morning. Joey, hello. Colby, it's your birthday. Well, happy birthday. Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Let us do it. Morning, Sandy. How are you? David, hello. The title is making me picture J.K. Scott and Crosby playing tag in the locker room. David, that's not the tag I'm talking about. You know I'm talking about the franchise tag, you tease. Rusty, what's up, man? Morning, Nags. From what I read this morning, we could receive a fourth, fifth, and sixth round pick for Fackrell, Bulaga, and Martinez. Pretty neat stuff. Thoughts? Thoughts? I have no thoughts. You guys know this. If you ask me if I have thoughts, I generally have no thoughts. But yeah. There's a good chance they're gonna have a number of draft picks via the comp formula due to the guys that they lost and the fact that they didn't really sign anyone of note as far as contracts handed out. You know, Kirksey was very minimal and Funchess was very minimal, although I don't think Funchess counts towards the comp pick formula because he opted out. But yeah, they should be able to get at least two draft picks. They'll all be day three picks, I would suspect. But yeah, I'm all for it, especially following a year where we didn't get any because they were so active in free agency the previous year. Klondike, nobody needs thoughts on that. Johnny, seeing Rob Dowski say the Packers are going to be in on Will Fuller. Maybe he is their big signing. Makes a lot of sense. I saw Rob's hit this morning on ESPN. They did try to trade for him. Obviously couldn't make it happen. We did hear Brian talk about the ability to make that one move for a guy they really like if necessary. Maybe Will Fuller is that guy. I tell you what, that'd be pretty exciting watching Fuller opposite Davante Adams. You talk about cooking with gas and then you throw in MVS and his deep playability. Oh, baby. I'm in on that. Mo Nation, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Who's your favorite Packer on the team right now? Corey Linsley for the next week and a half, probably. After Corey, that's a good question, man. Probably Aaron Jones. He's probably out the door too. So I don't know, man. And then David Bakhtiari, and he'll stick around for a while. So those are my top three. How's that? Green and Golden Tate. Golden Tate isn't going to happen. I put a maybe out there on Twitter last night because I do think they'll keep their options open and Golden will probably come cheap. And, you know, who knows what happens if Brian's making phone calls and wants to augment the wide receiver position, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want Fuller. He's too injury prone and he's taking drugs. He's taking drugs. I mean, I don't know. I know he's suspended, but that doesn't always necessarily mean you're taking drugs. Sometimes you're taking a masking thing for some kind of supplement, you know, that is pre-approved, but not like you didn't read the label kind of thing, you know, or the permissions, the list that the NFLPA sends out of, okay, these are the banned ones and these are the okay ones. Maybe that changes and you get the wrong thing, blah, blah, blah. There's a million things that could be about. Neither Tate or Fuller are what we need. Slot guy. I mean, when have the Packers ever valued that type of player? I mean, they drafted Randall Cobb and that's kind of as close as they've gotten in the last couple decades, but they like big, strong guys at the wide receiver position. Slot guys, third down backs, that is not the way they operate in Green Bay. Just isn't, man. I've been wishing for a scat back slash slasher kind of jitterbug, whatever you want to call it, out of the backfield for decades. And they just haven't gone that route. Same thing with a slot receiver. We've been talking about slot receivers coming to Green Bay for what feels like generations. It's not how they operate, man. They like big, strong guys. And Will Fuller fits that bill. He's a big, strong dude. And he can fly. So, to me, that makes sense. The Horn of Minnesota is part of ISIS. Disgusting. Dustin, that is one hell of a super chat. Thank you for the support. Packers fans have a ton to be thankful for. Can we just appreciate the greatness we've witnessed for nearly 30 years? Duke, you know I agree with that sentiment. I understand there are people who are always going to be pissed and upset and think that they're not doing enough and they're not trying to win, which is the fucking most hilarious accusation you could throw at 1265 Lombardi. I appreciate it. I have an ability to look back and see what they've accomplished and really enjoy the fact that they've won two Super Bowls in the recent kind of version of the Packers, you know, been to three, probably should have been to four. Thanks, Brandon. For a guy who grew up with decades of futility, I enjoy every moment of it. And yeah, that doesn't make the losses in big moments, say four NFC championship games, doesn't make it any worse. It doesn't make it any easier, but you know, then you move on. You appreciate what you got. At least I try to. I'm different. I'm built a certain way. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. I prefer Curtis Samuel to Fuller. Why not tag Aaron Jones? $8 million is cheap. And if you trade him, it's basically a free draft pick. Am I wrong? No, Walter, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole. No, I'm kidding. That's a line from Big Lebowski. You'd prefer Curtis Samuel to Fuller? I'll let Brian know. I mean, it's clear the Packers have the bee in their bonnet for Fuller. And I would suspect some of that is driven by Matt LaFleur, having coached with him way in the past. But, you know, we all have our ideas of what we would do, but that, you know, that doesn't really matter. The Packers, I think it's pretty clear, like Fuller, the player, and are excited about the prospect of getting him in their offense. Now, does that mean they'll shut their eyes or completely close off the possibility of a Samuel or somebody else? No, not necessarily. Well, they're going to do their due diligence. They're going to do their work. But much like Snacks, when it was very clear that Brian wanted to get Snacks on the team, took a year, but he did it. With Fuller, pretty similar. I'm interested to see if the same gumption applies to Tomlinson if he hits the market. I don't think you can do both, Fuller and Tomlinson, given the cap situation. I would prefer to bring a defensive tackle in to help Kenny over a wide receiver. That's just me. But sure seems like Brian has got his sights set on Fuller. We'll see if it happens. And why not tag Aaron Jones? I'm for it. But I get the kind of the downside being, you know, you're creating not a hole, because you're solidifying a part of your salary cap that if you can't trade him, I mean, I guess they would probably only tag him if they had a deal in place to trade him, or tag him and let him play on the 1 year deal, or tag him and try to work out a long-term extension. Those are all possibilities. I get the idea of they've really shied away from using it, the tag. I do think this is a very different year, and I think that might open up the possibility that they tag him, but I think I'd still be surprised if it happened. But that's just me. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Do you think we see how free agency shakes out, then after the initial week, see if a team who missed out on a guy they wanted and maybe trade Preston or Dean or someone else for picks? No. No one's trading for Preston and his contract, and no one's trading for Dean Lowry, period. I don't see that at all. Fuller is going to Arizona, probably. Clark sous chef season. Walter knows what's up. Walter's there. We're here. Walter, we're here. Get everybody else there. Thanks. I'd tag Lindsley over Jones. No, you wouldn't. Because The tag for a center is the same as a tag for any offensive lineman. So that includes left tackle prices, which, you know, that's how the tag is driven as far as what the number is. It's the average of the top five salaries in the league. You're not tagging Corey Linsley, as good as he was last year, for the average salary from the top five left tackles in the NFL. That is not happening. What about AJ Green on the cheap? No. Surprised we haven't released Preston? No. I said this basically through the end of the season, start of the offseason. People are so quick to want to release guys. And sometimes, yeah, that happens. Like, look at Kirksey. Look at Wagner. Like, yep, sometimes you will release them. But I'm not surprised they haven't released Preston. He did some good things for them, especially down the stretch last year. I get his production was off and has taken a precipitous hit comparative to last season, to 2019. I don't think you just junk him, though. I don't think it's just, oh, we got to cut bait. He's completely lost it. I think that's wildly inaccurate. I think you definitely got to get more out of him. I think putting him in a rotation will certainly help. It seemed to at the end of the season. You definitely want his pressures up. You definitely want the sack number to go up. But as an overall football player and what he adds and he brings to the defense, and don't forget, it's a new scheme. Hopefully we don't see him split out trying to cover tight ends and running backs on the perimeter. I guess I do understand what drives that kind of question, but it's just like, he's a good football player. And I understand he had a bit of a disappointing start to the season. But if you look at the entirety of the season he put together, he's a good football player, man. I get that it's, you know, you look at the cap number, and this is the plague of modern fandom, is like everyone's trying to play general manager. And I get it. It's the offseason. It's what we talk about. Totally understand it. It's the whole reason a website like Cheesehead TV can exist. So I'm not dismissing it. I'm not, you know, poo-pooing it. I get why the interest is there and why people ask these questions. But it's like Brian said, no, I think we see him back, and that should be it, right? Like, good football player, had a down year, going to bring him back again. And he'll probably be better than he was last year. Probably. There's no sure thing, obviously, but bugs me. I don't know why. TKM, are you at your post? What's up? Did Aaron Rodgers call you back? What do you think? The man's busy. I understand. It's the offseason. Offensive line in the first round. Also, cutting Preston doesn't really help anything. Well, it helps the cap. That's what people get so caught up in. It's like, oh, well, I got to figure out the cap. Let them worry about the cap. Preston's a good football player. Offensive line in the first round, definite possibility, especially a tackle. I know this is a tackle-rich class. I would suspect the guys, the first-tier, top-tier guys, will probably go earlier than 29. But maybe if someone falls, they could pull the trigger there. Obviously, I don't think they'll go interior. They have, I think, a good kind of idea of what they want to do along the interior of the line. But tackle, I think, is a spot, especially with Bakhtiari's injury. Who knows how he comes back? That's somewhere they could look. I don't doubt that for a second. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat. Should have been five. Thanks, Brett. Favorite team ever? Mine would be the 66 team. My dad loved to tell people that not only did I know the 96 starting lineup, but I also knew the 66 team. You're like Corey Banky. He'll start talking about the 40s championship teams or shit. And I'm just like, thanks, man. Cool. Favorite team ever? It's kind of a cheat, but it's always going to be the 96 team because of what they represented as far as bringing Green Bay completely back from hell and Siberia. That was Green Bay Packers football for most of my life growing up. So that 96 team was special, man. Everything about it, from Desmond Howard to Brett to Levens and Bennett, you know, the line, everything about it. Reggie, Santana, Jones, Leroy Butler, Greg Newsome. Man, now I'm going to have to go watch the Super Bowl. That was good shit. What is my favorite time of the off season? The end of it. I don't know, man. I do like the roster construction period. You know, this whole stretch of how are they going to put these pieces together? Discovering, watching it kind of unfold from the start of free agency through the draft. Like, that part is great. But then after that, it's like you get OTAs, you get mini camps. They're hopefully back on the field this year, but you know, they're running around in shorts, meetings, and that goes on for months. Ugh. But the roster construction part of it, yeah, I'm down with that. Brand up, yeah, of course, no problem. Yeah, the offseason sucks. I mean, it's just obviously the NFL has done a great job of making the offseason still part of the event, so to speak. You know, they've really done a good job of elongating their calendar, so there's always something to talk about. We're going to have reportedly the latest Super Bowl ever next year. You know, they want to push it, man. They want to push it. So the NFL is a headline 365. And for the most part, they've been pretty damn successful. And this is the league that plays the fewest games, yet it's talked about the most. Genius stuff, man. Legless, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Does the secondary need more man or zone corners? It's an interesting way to put it. I would think man. You know, we heard Barry talking about being able to be multiple and do lots of different things. I think the star position that Pete asked about is a particular point of interest as far as having to find a bigger body, somebody who can come in there when you do want to go nickel, which is a lot of the time, and be able to hold up against the run. I know Raven Green could probably fill that kind of role, but he hasn't been able to stay on the field, as we've all seen. So I think, yeah, a man guy probably, but clearly you want physicality, I think, at that position, and fluidity. And, you know, I think I'm always going to value man coverage over zone coverage. That's just me, though. I have no idea what Barry and company are going to be looking for. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Do you think a trade of a second or third round pick to the Browns for OBJ would work and make sense for us? I would have loved that last year. This year, I'm not so sure. It's coming off that injury, although maybe that makes it even more likely or agreeable. If they maybe even a day three pick at this point. I love Odell Beckham Jr. I love him as a player. I love him off the field. I know people like he's one of those guys that he just makes people absolutely fucking short circuit. And I think it's hilarious. I mean, the guy just goes about his life and yeah, he's a celebrity, but he's a young, talented NFL player. And you know, people just lose their minds over every little utterance and everything he does. Now, what does that mean on the field? You know, clearly he's coming off, like I said, he's coming off an injury. So maybe that drives down a price if they wanted to trade for him. But I don't see Brian going that route. I'd love it, though, just for the Twitter meltdowns. It'd be amazing. But could it happen? Sure. Will it? I highly doubt it. But God, now you got me thinking about it. That'd be a lot of fun. OBJ would be amazing in the green and gold. Yes, he would. What are your thoughts on Holman? Can't seem to get on the field, but when he does, he's not bad. That's the problem, though, right? That's the bar we're at. Oh, he's not bad. That was Josh Jackson when he had to fill in for Kevin King. Well, he's not bad. He wasn't great, but he was not bad. I like Kadar a lot. I think he's a good man corner. I think he's got really good instincts. His consistency just isn't there, at least not yet. Now, maybe this is the year. Maybe he starts developing and all of a sudden, like, he just something clicks because sometimes that happens. But yeah, I like him. I don't know if he's going to get a true opportunity. We'll see who they bring in either through the draft or free agency for that perimeter spot across from Jair. I like him as a player, but like I said, the consistency just hasn't been there yet. But he's still a young guy. Any projections for D tackles in the up-and-coming draft that could actually be available and make an impact? It's not a great year at defensive tackle from everybody I've talked to. Nobody leaps to mind that is going to be close to available at 29. And past 29, it's like, then you're just throwing darts. Yeah, it stinks because that's the you guys have heard me all offseason so far. That's the one spot. I want some help for Kenny Clark. Can we get the man some help? But that's why I want Tomlinson, because I don't think anybody's going to be readily available in the draft. So, but yes, the short answer is not really. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. You think it's more likely we trade back in the first round or stand pat? I think the specter of trading back is always there because we're Packers fans and we've been burned before. But I would suspect, and I think I said this yesterday, I would suspect they make a pick at 29. unless there's some team calling and just giving up the farm to get that first round pick and the fifth year option control for a quarterback, probably. That could happen, but more often than not, more likely than not, they'll have somebody that they'll make a pick. Now, what's interesting at 29 is, you know, there's a good possibility if you tier it out as a team and the Packers have their boards and they look the first kind of tier of the blue chip player, so to speak, you got to suspect at 29, you're already probably picking a guy who has a second round grade, more likely than not. Now, maybe someone falls and you'll get lucky that way. But because of that, it probably makes you a lot more open to the idea of like, look, if someone calls, we're definitely interested in dropping back and getting a pick or two for a selection that was probably going to be what was probably going to garner us a guy who's graded as a second rounder. So I do think that, yeah, the possibility definitely exists. But we'll see if there's a guy or two that they absolutely love that they can't pass on. Do I not think Christian Barmore falls to 29? Yeah, Joseph, I think he's long gone. That's just me. This is guesswork on my part. I mean, I hope so. I'd love it. Maybe not run the card up, but because I think it's probably going to be virtual again. But yeah, I think he's gone by 29. You think he'll be there? I mean, who knows? I mean, every year we say, oh, there's no way he makes it there, and the guy falls way past it. Or this guy will definitely be there, and then he's taken like 20 picks earlier. I don't know, man. The draft is such a crapshoot. Which player was wasted pick for the Packers in the last 10 years? Wasted pick in the last 10 years. There are a few. I don't know. What was that linebacker? I think it was a day three guy that Ted took. Oh, I'm trying to remember his name. Who like never played a down. Oh, I can't remember his name. Oh, I don't know. There have been a few. Kyrie Thornton comes to mind, who just couldn't get anything going in Green Bay, but then went to Detroit and played pretty well. But he was definitely a wasted pick in Green Bay. I don't know, man. But that's, you know, every team has that. Like, if you, most GMs are selecting guys, and more often than not, many of those guys do not work out. That's just the NFL. But truly wasted picks, hopefully those are rare. Oh, all right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.